This is from Agatha H. and the Airship City, a Girl Genius novel, by Phil and Kaja Folio.
Time marches on, Beetle. You remained behind. Well, by now the city should be secure.
Beetle snapped back to the present. This is an invasion? Blast it, Klaus, this is my city! The Baron looked contemptuous.
Wrong. It became my city 10 years ago. I merely let you administer it.
But, Beetle gestured.
But why?
Klaus's eyes narrowed.
Withholding a hive engine isn't enough.
But that would mean, Beetle stared at Klaus, before Merlot, you already knew!
Klaus idly looked out the window. Screams and explosions could be heard faintly through the glass.
A field team has a sudden communications breakdown followed by several accidents. The river is cordoned off for a night. The laboratory schedules are suddenly rearranged. If you analyze the last week's chemical requisitions, as well as the dramatic increase of the price of honey in this sector...
He slammed his fist down on the windowsill.
Of course I knew!
For the first time, an expression of regret crossed his features.
I had hoped I was wrong, old friend, but...
He sighed.
Ah, well.
Suddenly, Agatha appeared at the Baron's elbow.
Please, Herr Baron, don't kill him. We need him.
Klaus closed his eyes.
Where do they get these ideas? He muttered. Beetle, the loyalty of the rest of your people does you credit. They can rest assured I have no intention of killing you. Indeed, I have use for you.
If this was meant to be reassuring to the smaller man, it had the opposite effect. His eyes went wide, and his face paled.
No!
His initial strangled whisper changed to a scream.
I'll never submit to being one of your experimental subjects! Never!
As he said this, his hand grabbed one of the stylized, beetle-shaped cloak clasps on his chest and ripped it off. As it came free, it snapped open into the deadly shape of one of the tyrant's feared seeker drones. It still resembled a beetle, but this one was sleek, armored, and its brass needles gleamed. The Jaeger monster snarled and tried to bring his weapon up, but before he could, Beetle launched the device toward Gil, Klaus, and Agatha, shouting,
"You won't get me! You won't get any of us!"
Calmly, Gilgamesh tossed the goldfish bowl up high into the air. Pivoting in place, he swept a large wrench off a nearby bench, and continuing the motion, smashed the flying device in midair. Clattering and sparking, it pinwheeled back into Beetle's face. Gil then dropped the wrench, caught the falling fishbowl, grabbed a startled Agatha, and pulled her to the ground while yelling, "Down!" An explosion rocked the lab and blew those remaining upright to the ground. Agatha felt herself encircled by strong arms. A tiny part of her mind had time to notice the warm, spicy scent of Gil's hair and to identify an odd sensation as that of a goldfish bowl pressing into her back. The echoes of the explosion died down amidst the clatter of falling machinery and the tinkling of glass. First on his feet was the Jaeger monster.
Herr Baron?
The Baron rose and dusted himself off.
Relax, Unit Commander.
He knelt beside the swaying figure of Boris, who was trying to raise himself up and dust himself off simultaneously.
Sir?
The secretary muttered. Klaus helped him to his feet.
Pull yourself together, Boris. You're fine.
He nonchalantly looked over toward his son.
Gil?
I'm all right, father.
He looked down at the girl in his arms.
And you, Miss Clay?
I think so. Where?
It was then that she saw Dr. Beetle's shattered and smoking spectacles on the floor.
No! She shouted. Dr. Beetle!